USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of COVID-19 cases in Arkansas continues to rise as the state works on reopening. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
What I look at is our hospitalizations, which is still one of the lowest in the country at less than 100. I look at the number of cases, but more importantly, the testing that we're doing and our positivity rate, and that is still very low. So there are a lot of good indicators in Arkansas, but we still want to be careful.
Parts of New York are starting to reopen. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We're right about where we were when we started. We just want to make sure we don't go back to the hell that we've gone through. And when we talk about reopening, that's a discussion. We have half the state now in terms of regions, which is now in the process of reopening.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Republicans say they won't restore a controversial member's responsibilities. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he didn't tell Steve King that he would be exonerated and reinstated to the committee assignments he was removed from last year.
Congressman King's comments cannot be exonerated, and I never said that.
King's controversial statements about white supremacy and Western civilization has led to the Iowa Republicans' removal.
Committee assignments are decided by the steering committee, and he'll have the opportunity to make his case. Talking to members on the steering committee, I think he'd get the same answer that he got before.
Steve King is in a primary fight in Iowa for his House seat. Comedic actor Fred Willard, who was featured in classic films such as This is Spinal Tap, Best in Show, and Anchorman, has died. Fred Willard was a four-time Emmy nominee for his role in What's Hot and What's Not, Everybody Loves Raymond, Modern Family, and The Bold and the Beautiful. He was 86. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of the hardest hit countries in the coronavirus pandemic is easing travel restrictions. USA's John Hunt reports.
After several months in lockdown, Italy has announced plans to lift its coronavirus travel ban. The country, an epicenter of the pandemic, plans to be mostly reopened within the next few weeks with strict health guidelines. The Italian government plans to allow travel to and from the country beginning June 3rd, according to a new decree signed by Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Citizens will also be able to travel freely within the country starting the same day. Certain travel may still be limited based on disease risk, which will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. People who have tested positive for COVID-19 will still remain under strict quarantine orders. The travel ban lifts the day after Italy's Republic Day, likely preventing a mass travel amount over the long holiday weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
SeaWorld pass holders have sued the park over monthly fee collection while it's closed due to COVID-19. Lawyers filed the class action complaint last week in San Diego federal court on behalf of annual pass holder Lisa Kubel and others. Their claims are expected to exceed $5 million. The suit alleges the operator violated California's unfair competition law. They say the company has continued to charge customers full price without their consent, using automated easy payments through their debit and credit cards. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.